Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Matthew, the 11th chapter. Matthew chapter 11, in your Schofield Bible, page 1011. Page 1011. Read just three verses this morning, the 28th, the 29th, and the 30th verses of Matthew chapter 12. We'll read these three verses in unison. And may we stand, please, for the reading of God's Word. And let's begin together, please. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. And let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for our country. We thank you for all the freedom that we enjoy. And certainly, we're free to come and gather as we do this morning. And that's wonderful. But help us not to misuse any of our freedoms and help us to fully appreciate that which we have in Thee. Thank you for our church and the service this morning and for your word and for the preaching of it. Meet with us in power, in Jesus' name. Amen.
I guess there's nothing that is more confusing and disconcerting than to be sitting in a church service and the time to leave is, the time to finish is up and the preacher keeps on going. And about 12 minutes after 12, he says, let me give you this illustration. You say, I wonder how long this one's going to be. And then he says for the third time, now finally, in closing, and so I want to be fair with you this morning. How's that? And why is it all the riffraff drifts to this side of the building over here? But and this side over here, too. But I want to say this seriously now. I realize that it is now 18 minutes into 12, and I want to just be honest with you. I'm preaching till 10 minutes after 12, and 10 minutes after 12, within 60 seconds, one way or the other, 10 minutes after 12, I'll finish preaching, and we'll be. I'm serious now. I'm not kidding now, and we'll be gone at our usual time, 12:30 or before. So when I get to 12:05, I don't want you wondering how much longer. It'll be 5 minutes. Give or take 60 seconds. And because I want you to hear what I'm going to say, I want to speak this morning on the subject, take your burden to the Lord and bring it back. Take your burden to the Lord and bring it back. I'm always, and I mean that, in the back of my mind, 24 hours a day, in the back of my mind is my preaching. Do the people need? How can I give it to them? Where can I find it? What is the answer? Right now I've got 80 sermons at least in my office that I've never used, never preached. They're totally outlined, but I've never used them. I have a half a dozen sermons that I'm working on now, maybe 8 or 9. But I will use all of them in the next few months, and any of which I could preach tonight without any, and I'm that far along on the preparation. What I'm going to give you this morning, however, is something that I wrote down in the wee hours of the morning this past Friday morning, Thursday night, during Thursday night. Wrote it down, and I thought maybe I'd never exactly in this simple way given it to you. I think I'm experienced in what I'm going to say this morning. I've had a wonderful life, but I've lived my life as a pastor of many people for the last 34 years. I've pastored thousands of people. And I know something about disappointments. I know something about, and I hesitate to to even compare mine with some of yours. But I know something about suddenly having a burden cast upon you. I doubt if there's been a week in the last 35 years of what sometime during that week some kind of a jolt has hit me that could cause me to maybe waver or crumble. And I do not compare mine to many of yours because mine do not compare to many of yours. And mine certainly are not worthy of your sympathy, nor do I want it. But I want to help you this morning concerning your burden. I'll be brief. Before 25 minutes has passed, I'll be finished. And what I'm going to say will be worthy of your rapt attention, I promise you. Father, bless our... Oh, I don't know if I call it a sermon or not. Bless our exhortation this morning. The thought that we leave with the people. Please help me to help them. Now and when the next jolt comes. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Colston led us a while ago in reading our text. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The next verse says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I could paraphrase that and say, my yoke is sweet and my burden is bearable. Jesus says, do you have a burden? And you do. I don't know what yours is, most of you. But I know you have one. Most of you don't know what mine is, but you can rest assured I have one. All of us do. Jesus said to those of us who have burdens, come unto me. Now, what does he do when we come unto him? I want to give you three things this morning that Jesus did not say here, that often are taught. And then I want to give you three things that he did say. Now, this is concerning burdens. Your illness that suddenly was thrust upon you. Your husband's illness. Your child's disease. The sudden heartbreak that came in some form in your life. The first thing that Jesus did not say in these passages, he did not say he would lift the burden. I want to make that very plain. Jesus never one time said he would lift the burden. Now, I want to quote it for you again. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. There's not one place in that verse that says Jesus takes your burdens. He didn't say, come to me and leave your burden. Never one time says that. I preached a sermon here months ago, and I've been using it a few times around the country. I think it's revolutionary along that line. You don't get strength for your burden. You get strength by your burden. The carrying of the load is what gives you strength. If you want to be strong physically, you buy you a set of weights. You don't put the weights down on the floor and say, Lord, give me strength to lift the weights. No, the lifting of the weights is what makes you strong. Those of you this morning, I do not know who the strongest person in this room is physically, but I'll guarantee you whoever it is, it's a person that's lifted the most weights. I do not know who the strongest person in this room spiritually is this morning, but I'll guarantee you that whoever it is, it's the person that's lifted the most burdens, has the most burdens. That's the way you get strong. So, Jesus, knowing that, did not say, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and lay your burden down. He didn't say that. He said, I will give you rest. Now, the second thing he did not say, and I must hasten far more than I want to, second thing he did not say that he would change the burden to another. He did not say, you bring your burden to me, lay it down, and I'll give you another. He didn't say that. Now, sometimes we think he did, because we quote that, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. take my yoke upon you. But now, wait a minute. He didn't say, take my burden upon you. He said, take my yoke upon you. And I'll get to that in a few minutes. But our Lord is not saying here, listen, I'll say, God wants you to have burdens. And don't you blame the devil for everything goes wrong. Because what you think is going wrong is probably going right. And don't you blame the devil. Every time you have a burden or a heartache or a problem or a jolt comes out of the blue, don't you say the devil sure is fighting. God is giving you those weights to bear, just like a mom and dad would give a son weights for Christmas so the son can get stronger by lifting the weights, and God is doing it. So Jesus never says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and leave your burden here. Never says that. He also never says, come unto me, and I'll change your burden. We sing, and I love these songs. They're just not scriptural, but I love them. If the world from you withhold of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in His Word how He feeds the little bird. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Beautiful song. I love it. Love it so much I wish it were true. The truth is, you don't take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. You take your burden to the Lord and bring it back. He didn't give you the burden to leave it to lay down. He gave you the burden to bear. Now, we sang, yes, Jesus took my burden. I could no longer bear. Yes, Jesus took my burden in answer to my prayer. My anxious fears subsided. My spirit was made strong. For Jesus took my burden and left me with a song. Beautiful song. I love it. But it's not true. Jesus didn't say, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and lay your burden down. He didn't say, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and swap your burden for mine. Look at me now. Look at me now. Everybody this way. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He did not say He would lift the burden. He did not say He would change the burden. Number three, He did not say that He would lighten the burden. Didn't say it. Didn't say it. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. He did not say He would lighten the burden. Now, I want to say this. And I'm not talking this morning just from the Bible. I'm talking from experience. You come to Jesus today with your burden. And you will leave Jesus with that burden also. You come to Jesus with your burden. And He will not lift that burden. And He will not change that burden. And He will not lighten that burden. Young lady, I want you to look at me back here. Right back here. That's right. Look right this way. This is for you too now. You've looked around, talked and pushed and love. You're right there. All right. I'm trying to help you and I can't. Yeah, you're going to have some. Look at me now. You're going to have some burdens one of these days and you need folks behind you. You need to listen if you don't want to. Now, let me tell you. I'm talking to folks all over this church this morning that brought their burdens to Jesus, and they're just as the burden just like it was before. If you have crippling arthritis, there are those of you that have brought that crippling arthritis to Jesus, but you still have crippling arthritis. Jesus did, and I say again, the load will be just as heavy, and you will carry just as heavy a load after you come to Jesus with it as you had when you came to Jesus with it. Jesus did not promise us here to give you rest from the burden. He promised to give you rest in the burden. In the burden. Now, the rest here is not loafing. The rest here is not inactivity. The rest is a tranquility while you're bearing the burden. You see, young lady, I want you to listen. You're bothering me. Either go over here and sit in the corner somewhere or sit there and listen to me. I want you to get this, and folks behind you want to get it, and now you're bothering me. Now, go over here and sit or look while I'm preaching. It's every Sunday. It's not the thing. It's every Sunday, same person. Now, I want you to get what I'm saying this morning. I'm trying to help you. And I can help you. And I know how to help you, but I can't help you if you don't sit there and listen to me. Now, Jesus, I said again, Jesus did not say in this passage that he would lift your burden. He did not say in this passage that he would exchange your burden. He did not say in this passage that he would lighten your burden. Listen, I've come to God many times with my burdens, and I've never gone away without them. I go back with them. And they're just as heavy as they were. Now, what did Jesus say? He did not say he would take away your burden. He did not say he would exchange your burden. He did not say that he would lighten your burden. What did he say? Listen carefully. He said that he is the difference. He said, you come to me and I will give you rest. Now, I want to use a very crude illustration this morning, but it does illustrate. Most of the illustrated ones are the crude ones. I used to have a little girlfriend. You wouldn't think a guy as old and ugly as me ever had a girlfriend, would you? But I used to have a girlfriend. And I'm always glad when Dr. Evans is back. He preaches a lot. I'm always glad he's back because when he's here, I'm not the ugliest fellow in the building anymore. But you wouldn't believe a guy with this ugly puss and this shape would have had a girlfriend one day. Her name was Mary Helen Halls. First girlfriend I ever had. I was 17 years old. No, I had little girlfriends in grade school. I like you, you like me, and so forth. Pull their pigtails, sit behind them in the chair. But I'm talking about a real girlfriend. I'm talking about the kind where you couldn't sleep at night, and you know what I'm talking about. well, now they don't say that. But anyway, her name was Mary Helen Halls. She was my first real girlfriend. Well, I was flipped. I mean, I was flipped. Just totally. And so, one day, my mama said to me, son, would you mow the yard this afternoon? And I said, mama, I'll do it if you say so. But if you let me wait till tomorrow, I appreciate it. I am just worn out. I'd been on a baseball trip or some kind of night before, and I was really worn out. I said, mama, now I'll do it today if you say to. I won't disobey you, but if I could wait till tomorrow. Well, she said, that's okay if you'll promise to do it tomorrow. Okay. Well, I went down that afternoon to Mary Helen's house. Guess what she was doing? She was mowing the yard. And I said, Mary Helen, you shouldn't have to do that. Let me do that. Now, these are back in the days of push mowers, ladies and gentlemen. And the way you mowed the yard, you pull it back, you put your foot on that roller, remember that roller, and you kicked it, and it went that far. And you pulled it back, and you kicked it again, and it went that far. Took you 3 or 4 months to mow the yard. And so Mary Helen said, well, how nice. Well, I said, thank you. You shouldn't mow a yard. That's for men. Listen, our yard was tiny compared to hers. Her yard was Hell's Half Acre. And it was, I said something wrong. But it was huge. And I did that thing 6 inches at a time. And you've never mowed a yard. You mow a yard with a push mower, especially when it's Bermuda grass and it's about that high. I went home that night, went inside the house. Now, you see, I always wore trousers that were rolled up. Overalls or khakis or blue jeans that were rolled up. I walked in. Mother said, why, son, you mowed the yard. And I said, no, ma'am. No, ma'am, I didn't. She said, yes, you did. Oh, no, I didn't mow the yard. She said, but son. And she reached down and unrolled my pants. And grass was all in. If you've ever mowed the yard with pants rolled up, you know what I'm talking about. And grass was all in. And mother said, my son, as tired as you are, and you went out there with a push mower and mowed the yard. Oh, she said, come here to me, son. She hugged me. I didn't hug back, but she hugged me. And then she had to go somewhere, and she came back in and said, son, Jack Frazier, that was burglar alarm. Jack Frazier? Now, she said, I thought you were too tired to mow the yard. Whose yard did you mow? devil made me do it my own. But you know what? I wasn't tired anymore. Now, wait a minute. I use the same type of lawnmower I'd used at home. I mowed the same type of grass about the same height that at home. And I mowed more of it. Now, why wasn't I tired? I tell you why. Because every time I pushed that thing, Mary Helen would say, "You have such muscles." I said, "Thank you." I mean, every step I took, she was right beside me, bragging on me. And I wasn't tired anymore. Same burden, same job, same task, same kind of lawnmower. What's the difference? She was right there beside me. That's what Jesus is saying. He's saying, "Come unto me. I'll give you rest while you carry the load." He's not saying, "I'll take the load away." He's saying, "I'll give you rest while you carry it." And what he's saying is this. He's saying, "I will divert your attention from the load until you'll enjoy me so much you won't be as aware of the load." That's what he's saying. He's saying, "You will find in my presence such joy and such thrill and such sweet fellowship that though you're bearing the same load you bore before, you'll have rest." But he did not say. He did not say he would lift the burden. He did not say he would change the burden. He did not say he would lighten the burden. What he did say, he said he's the difference. Number two, he said he'd give us a yoke. Now that's the only change. You read this, you'll find the only change here is he gave us a yoke. He said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke." Now, the yoke is not the burden. The yoke is what pulls the burden. Now, what is a yoke? A yoke is for two. Here's the load you're carrying. You're carrying that load. And someone else gets inside the yoke, and he gives the yoke to you. And he says, here's what he's saying, "Make a place for me beside you. Make a place for me beside you." That's all he's saying. Now, I've got so much more to say. I cannot say any more except this one illustration. And this is what prompted me to talk to you this morning about this. Now, what I'm going to tell you right now is going to help you if you listen. Jesus said, "You just come." He's the difference. He gives a yoke. You just come. Now, the verb there is keep coming. You just keep coming. "Come unto me, all you that labor are heavy laden." Keep coming. "You lose your job. Keep coming unto me and I'll give you rest. Have a serious illness. Keep coming unto me and I'll give you rest. Heartbreak. Keep coming unto me and I'll give you rest. Keep on coming. You just come." Now follow me carefully and I'm going to testify and close. I'm going to help you. When I get a joke, I'm going to be quite frank with you, I don't get that rest immediately. I hope to be a good enough Christian someday to where I can. When I get a joke, it takes me about a day before I realize he's in the yoke with me. Most of you folks know what I'm talking about. I mean, all of a sudden you're crushed. Something comes and it just crushes you. Now, I won't tell you that you come to Jesus and that helped. It comes immediately, but you won't know it immediately. It takes a while. Now, for me, it takes about a day. Let me illustrate. And this is what's so sweet. Last Wednesday, I had a jolt. Don't feel sorry for me. I've had them before. I'll have them again. You will, too. Now I had a jolt. It's the kind of thing that hit me and hit me hard. I told no one. Never do. I told no one. No one. Well, what'd you do? I came to Jesus. That's what he said to do. That's what he said. "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." How do you come to him? could just get alone and start talking to him and said, here I am. I'm drawing nigh to you. And the Bible says, if we draw nigh to him, he draws nigh to us. How do you know he's there? He said he'd be there. You feel him? No. But he's there. You tingle? No. But he's there. Why? I'd rather have the Bible say he's there than have the tingle say he's there. So I came to him Wednesday night. Thursday morning, it was just heavy as it was Wednesday night. I told no one, but I still hurt Thursday. What'd you do? I was preaching at Founders Week at the Bill Rice Ranch, as I always do every 4th of July weekend. Close out the conference, have for 30 years. I preached Thursday night. And then, when I got through preaching, I went back to my room. Well, I went out in the woods a while. Went back to my room. Now, that strange thing happened. Sometimes I can't go to sleep, but that night I didn't want to go to sleep. I was just enjoying the presence of God. And I was having the time of my life. And I was laying in bed, lights were out, laying in bed. It got about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't want to sleep. I was enjoying the presence of Christ. I was coming to Him. And then all of a sudden I began to laugh. And I said to myself, I had a burden today. And then I said, out loud, middle of the night, I said, I believe He's in the yoke now. I believe He's in the yoke. It takes a while to get Him harnessed up. That's all. That's all. I believe He is in the yoke. And then I said, I love you, and you're a wonderful Savior, and I'm glad. And I jumped up out of bed, turned on the light, got my pen and ink. You think as little as I do, whenever a thought comes, you jump up and write it down in a hurry. And I wrote down what I told you this morning. That's the way it happens, and that's the way it'll happen in your life. You'll have a burden come. A bolt or a jolt will hit you. What do? You run to Jesus. You say, I did that an hour ago, and I don't feel any better. You won't feel any better for a while. I was went to a health food store down in Nashville the other day, and I said, I want the best vitamins you got. I want vitamins that'll perk me up in an hour. A little lady sold me some. She said, I'll sell you another for half price. So I bought 2 bottles of them. And I said, now, if I don't feel better in an hour, I'm coming back. She said, how about a week? I said, how about a day? She said, how about 6 days? I said, I'll settle for 3. She said, how about 4? I said, I'll be back in 4 days if I don't feel better. But see, what you want to do, you want to come to Jesus and feel better. No, it's sort of a gradual, vitamin. It breaks down what? Time release, that's what it is. Sort of a time release. You come to Jesus and say, Jesus, I got a burden. It hit me. You don't feel any better. I guarantee you that if you mean it, wait about 24 hours. And all of a sudden, you still have the burden. But you'll feel somebody pulling over on the other side that you'll, and you'll say, I believe He's here. That's the way you do it. And that's what He's talking about here. He says, come unto me, you all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. He's not saying, come unto me and leave your burden. I'll lift it. He's not saying, come unto me and I'll exchange your burden. He's not saying, come unto me and I will lighten your burden. No. He's saying, you come to me and I'll give you a yoke. You get this side, I'll get in this side. It'll probably take us about a day to get comfortable in there and get all the harness fixed up. And then he said, you're going to find that being with me sort of makes the yoke forgotten. His presence, that's what it is. Father, bless the little talk this morning.